Hey there, this is Kathy York. And I want to tell you, a few months ago, I worked with a group on my 7 steps to non-overwhelm. And I mentioned how to take advantage of an opportunity that suddenly presented itself, how I moved things around to meet it, you know, on my schedule, and all without creating a blip on my calendar's radar. And someone asked, how did you manage that? And they told me, right now I'm missing out on a good project because I'm overbooked. Well, I know how that feels, and here's how I got around that. Now, this might not work for you if you already have too much on your plate, but take it to heart for the future. And of course, try not to get overbooked. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Goal 7, build wiggle room into your schedule. During our work session, I had everyone turn to step 2, set up your process, in my book. And there it was, my weekly schedule's built-in wiggle room. Here are the 3 things. First, Monday is my catch-up day. Friday is my learning day. And my client work days, which is usually courses, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now, creating a buffer each week can reward you with relaxed shoulders, you'll have a rested mind, and maybe even time for a well-deserved nap. But don't tell anybody I said that last part. Well, here's where it pays off. When I discovered that surprise opportunity, I had the flex time to pursue it the next week. Because remember, I had a catch-up day on Monday. I used my unscheduled client work Thursday because I didn't have any students at that time. And I moved my learning day items from Friday to Monday. So I used my catch-up day. This gave me an uninterrupted Thursday and Friday. Then my habit of leaving Mondays uncluttered paid off big time. So here's your takeaway goal. Starting next week and then for 4 weeks, do 2 things. First, write down a weekly schedule you think you can stick to. And then second, make sure at least one day is full of wiggle room. Now, if something doesn't work as planned, okay, take notes as you go during your week next week. Oh, you know, I thought Wednesday was going to be this or whatever. Take notes and update your schedule. But that's for the week after next week. Avoid the temptation to change anything during a week and then repeat as necessary. Now, I know that sounds confusing, but the trick is once you figure out what you're going to do the next week, don't change it. Just keep notes of, you know, that didn't work. Maybe I need to try such and such. And you can tell this is not a quick fix. It took me months to find out what usually works well for my weekly calendar. Use what you can from my journey and change things as needed. You can find my process in chapter 1 of my book or the non-overwhelm posts here on my site. While the book has much more info, the posts inspired it. Use the comments field to let us know how it's going. I hope you'll find this goal project helpful. This process sure turned my schedule around. Would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this post and also subscribe so you won't miss future goal or biz tips. Now, my promise, no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. And you're welcome to email me if you have questions about this post or need help reaching non-overwhelm with your goal. And my email is kyork@kathyyork.com. And that's K-Y-O-R-K at, and Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E-Y-O-R-K.com. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. Hey, just quickly, I am the queen of non-overwhelm and a goals accountability instructor. And my students love the goals training I have because it's unique And that's the ultimate in non-overwhelm, right? Getting goals figured out. I have a link here for you to check it out. Now, although my office is near Indianapolis, Indiana, in the U.S., I work with colleagues worldwide. Hope to talk with you soon. Bye.